from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your home for outdoor talk. Hunting, fishing, politics involved with hunting and fishing. That's what we do. Politics in general. Look, I used to do that show. I used to do a talk show with a politically motivated talk show. Look, I like it, but it was one of those things that how do you do a show that the majority of the callers agree with you? It doesn't work that well. Occasionally you get a wild one and have fun, but no, this is what we talk about, man. For almost 15 years, we've been talking about the Great Lakes State and around the world, and maybe passing along a little knowledge along the way. And we want to thank our friends at Not Just Guns, who we will be talking to just momentarily. Mike Green from Not Just Guns. They've got a big auction going on Wednesday nights, the weekend coming up, lots of things. Of course, 4th of July weekend was a very big weekend for them, and we'll talk about that. Also, want to get you ready for getting your tree stands ready, getting things ready outdoors. And when you go out to set those stands, make sure you're maybe using some Evercalm from Conquest Scents to cover your scent and, maybe leave that curiosity scent behind for when the deer season comes and you want to use the VS1 or the other great products that they have, Scents in a Stick from Conquest Scents. And, of course, our friends at United Deer Farmers of Michigan, not only raising fantabulous deer, but also helping kind of guide us through extra research with chronic wasting disease. So all of the links to their websites are on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. 4th of July weekend is behind us. It was a big weekend. And as we celebrate with fireworks and things of that nature that represent what happened in 1776, 75, when we said we had enough of no taxation without representation, and it was guys with guns that made that happen. And nowadays, it's a little bit different. Gun ownership is still a right and an absolute privilege to have. And you know what? If you're looking for something, you're looking for something new, or maybe you want to add to the collection, or you maybe want to take a class, our friends at Not Just Guns are the people you want to meet and talk to. And I say that with my name right next to it because I believe in these guys that much. Mike Green with Not Just Guns joins me. How are you, sir?
I am great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I was very, very happy to see you over the weekend. I want to just kind of surprise pop in. I know you had a couple other radio stations there over the weekend for a big event, a 4th of July. And it's pretty brave to do it on 4th of July weekend, first and foremost, because a lot of people are out of town. But those staying behind say, you know what, I want something to do. And they, believe me, a lot of them ended up in Not Just Guns. How was the weekend for that for you?
It was amazing. We were blessed to be extremely busy. We had a lot of customers we haven't seen since COVID come in, and we got to meet a lot of great people, a lot of new customers come in. Of course, we did a new remodel on the store, so we got to show that off. Opened the training center, had a ton of people. We sold bulk ammo by the case, moved a ton of firearms, got to meet a lot of great people. It was a great success. Record number of suppressor sales for a two-day period. It was really good, really good.
Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining us here with us on Wild Michigan. Mike, I'm going to start at the very beginning. We met a number of years ago. You have sponsored this show for the past couple of years. The one thing, and I've said this many times, and I will stick with this, about going into your shop, it's a friendly atmosphere. It's a welcoming atmosphere. It's a little overwhelming with the amount of inventory you have, but from many other gun shops, and I'm not going to single out any one particular because it's happened on a number of occasions, you walk in, you get that, you know, what are you doing here? Not how can I help you? How can I find what you're looking for? And that's very intimidating to somebody that's never owned a firearm before and wants to get maybe something for home protection or for hunting. And but you guys don't have that atmosphere. Everybody out there is very friendly.
We're blessed. I swear by this and stand by it. I've got the best employees that I could ever dream of having. These guys are passionate about what they do. They love people. They love helping people. And they're all shooters. They all have a little different background, from hunting to competitive shooting, different disciplines. And they care. And the hardest thing is we can teach you about firearms, but you can't teach somebody to care. And I'm blessed to have staff that, you know, they were willing to give up their weekend this weekend, bless them, on a holiday weekend. They've been putting in long hours with the remodel, but they bared down and came in, and we made a good time of it. And their enthusiasm shows by the way they treat people.
Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining us here on Wild Michigan. Mike, back in my younger days, in my very early 20s, I was in the car sales business. And the one thing that I took from that was, you know, usually when a gentleman and his wife or his girlfriend or whatever comes in, father, daughter, whatever the case, comes in to look for a car, the person you want to address is usually going to be her, because he's just there to make sure the deal goes through and nobody, you know, is going to bully her. But she is going to be the primary user of that vehicle. Now, I know the same goes for firearm purchases as well.
It does, and it never fails, you know, whether it's a first-time shooter, male, female, whatever, they usually bring somebody for moral support that knows more than them, and there's always that little bit of getting over that hump or breaking through that barrier of, we're not like everybody else. I do not have an agenda. We do not have an agenda. Our only agenda, I guess you could say, if we do have one, is answering questions. Not there to sell a gun. We're there to build a relationship and give good information. If we price things fairly and we treat you well and build that relationship, hopefully you buy it from us. And that's the difference. I truly believe we are there to build relationships and give information. The sales will come. So you got to chisel that exterior. You got to break through that barrier of these guys are trying to push you into some said item. And just give information and find what works best for the customer. It's them that we're there to please. It's their needs we're trying to fill.
Mike Green, Not Just Guns, and you bring up a very good point, Mike. When you need to find something, and I'm going to go to the archery end of this business now. You can walk into a bow shop and have somebody sell you whatever's on sale and whatever your buddy thinks is right. But archery, like handguns and firearms in general, is very specific because it has to fit you.
It does. And it's a tool for a job. We could reach into a toolbox and pull out a ratchet and pound a nail with it. But if we reach in and grab a hammer, it sure works a lot better. So it's finding that right tool for the job, whether you're a long-range competitive shooter, whether you're a beginner, you're looking for a gun for self-defense, home defense, whatever the need is, there's a tool for the job. Our job is to try to help you find that. And if we can save you some money doing it, you don't always need to buy the most expensive. So, you know, there's some waters to navigate there to get to that right purchase, but that's what we're there for.
Absolutely. Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining us here on Wild Michigan. And just after the holiday weekend, we are now, this is what I call the downslide of summer. The days are getting shorter. The days are getting hotter right now. But there's still opportunity to get out and do things. And what I saw over the weekend, Mike, was people getting out uninhibited, you know, just being, you know, for lack of a better term, normal over the weekend.
Absolutely. Excuse me. Like I said before, it was very refreshing to see some of the customers we just haven't seen or had a chance to talk to since really COVID first hit us. It was really refreshing to see some of the people come out and be able to talk to them, you know, shake their hand and literally have a conversation where we didn't feel rushed or are behind masks. It was a great experience this weekend. Typically what we would consider the slowest weekend of the year.
No, you know what? You guys took oranges and made lemonade, that's for sure, out of this weekend. and it was really good to see so many people enthusiastic, inquisitive, questions being answered. And I tell you what, Mike, we're going to keep you a little longer on this show today because I want to talk about all the things that you have going on there, because like the name says, it's not just guns, man. The amount of suppressors you guys have, I was blown away, and I pardon the pun, but it was just a huge selection, and in a store that is so unassuming, when you walk in, it's completely different. So, Mike, hang on the line. We're going to talk more about what's going on and maybe find out, you know, what's hot in the firearms industry right now. And, again, as the name implies, it is concealed carry, open carry, hunting, shooting, accessories, everyday carry, you name it, not just guns. We're going to talk more with Mike Green coming up next on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an hour to time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Sense. Find them online, conquestsense.com. Also, you can pick up the link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You're picking up a podcast there. You can see our sponsors and find out what's going on. Also, want to say a little shout-out to our friends at the Ducks Unlimited Portland chapter. They're going to have their banquet coming up August 14th at the Eagle Park Beer Hall on South Grange Road in Eagle. Doors open at 5 o'clock, dinner at 6:30. And then again, it's going to take place August 14th for the Ducks Unlimited Portland chapter. My good friend Chris Teachout shared that with his, and we'll share that on our Facebook page. If you're not following us there, please do. We'll give you some updates about what's going on in the area and find out maybe what's going on with Mike Green and Not Just Guns, as we are doing right now. Mike, you know, the one thing that I want to get across to people is, look, yes, you're a sponsor of the show, but I am also a customer. You've done stuff for me with your auction, which is phenomenal. I got a lot more money out of that firearm than I thought I was going to get. It was a nice firearm, but when you get people competing on an auction, Mike, common sense goes out the window, ego takes over, and you better have the wallet to back it up. That's the beauty of an auction. So as a consigner, for me, that worked out well, but for as a buyer, there are a lot of deals to be had because you guys throw out ammo, you throw out everyday carry stuff. Again, as the name implies, and I'll beat this into the ground so everybody knows, it's not just guns.
It is. We literally try to do a little bit of everything that keeps us in our lane. So we've got a heck of a selection of knives from Benchmade, Microtech, all the way down to Kershaw and across the board. We have a lot of inventory in a small building. It's very unassuming, as you spoke before. You drive by, you see this small shop. It's kind of like those that know, and those that don't, we hope to let them know. We do a very good job of putting an organized amount of inventory into a small space. Just real quick, we were doing a count before the sale, and we had over 1,500 more firearms than we've ever had at the most in the history of the store. So we've got a lot of inventory from optics. As you know, optics in the long range shooting community, long range precision shooting is really taking off hot. Optics on the AR platforms, everybody's running optics of some type nowadays, not to mention handguns. Almost every small full-size handgun now is coming optics ready, or we offer services to mill them for optics. So we opened a new optic room. We knocked the wall out, added a new room. We have a new precision rifle room. It's just full of bolt action guns and precision guns, hunting guns, and we've got a new optics room. So we've got optics now on display. I don't know exactly how many, but there's roughly 450 different optics in there, from thermals and night vision, to holographic and red dot sights, entry level to high end hunting and long range precision scopes. And we're trying to cater to the markets so that they're lacking. You can't touch this stuff, feel this stuff online. Well, you can come in and put it in your hands and compare it. What's the difference between this and this? Well, let's put it in your hands and let you look at it, let you feel it, try it, let's slap it on a gun, let you look through it. So we're pretty excited about that.
Mike Green, Not Just Guns, you really brought up a topic, Mike, that I've not really covered. I'm not terribly comfortable with it because I don't know enough about it. Hunting in Michigan, it's usually upland game birds or you know, deer with a shotgun. We don't do a lot of long range stuff. The longest range animal I've ever taken was 200 yards, and that was an elk with my buddy's 7 mag. Okay, mind you, that was a borrowed gun with optics I was not familiar with. I couldn't adjust the eye relief. Fortunately, we had the exact same eye relief on his optics, and you know, the gun worked out great for me. But but that's something that, you know, as we get older, even as I age, I'm like, you know, maybe a scope on the new AR platform, you know, rifle for shooting down here, the below 57 rifle, as I call it. You know, I mean, it's very helpful, and believe me, it really eliminates the guesswork when it comes to shooting, you know, anything like 7,500 yards.
It does. And let's face it, no matter what we're doing, whether we're hunting or whether it's personal defense, it doesn't matter. Target identification is everything. So optics, as technology comes, you know, we embrace it and it finds its way into the firearms industry. Just about everybody is shooting any type of shooter from whatever discipline or whatever shooting sport you're into. There's optics now injected into that, whether it's a carry gun, competition gun, or, you know, hunting gun. It seems there's an optic for everything. I can't stress enough that how much the small holographic optics, the red dots, have played a huge role in the handgun world. I predict that within the next 5 years, you'll see every police officer either with an optic on their gun or with the option to use an optic on their gun, because there's benefits. So you've got to cater to that and educate people. They come in, they see this stuff in magazines, they see it on TV, they see it in movies, they see it everywhere, and they want to know about it. And we're a very big optic on handgun-driven store. But yeah, there's a little bit of, there's an optic for everything.
You know, you bring that up. I was listening to one of your salespeople speaking with a gentleman about tritium sights on a handgun. About how bright, I mean, tritium is very bright. I know Trijicon uses it exclusively. But it was really nice to see him sit and really go in depth. I was just standing there, you know, eavesdropping, but to go in depth about that type of sight, the benefits, and, you know, and how it's going to play as a night sight versus a daytime sight and everything else, it was really kind of cool.
Well, and again, it goes back to the staff. All these guys are shooters. The store pays for a lot of their courses, and they all go take classes around the country and around the state to try to up their game. They want to be the best at what they can do, not only as a well-armed citizen, but as a salesperson and an enthusiast, they want to know. So, like I said, I try to make sure these guys have every single possible tool at their fingertips, and if I can help that or the store can help provide that, then we do. And most of these guys do shoot several classes a year learning this stuff.
Yeah, you know what, it's helpful too, because like you said, there's a lot of things going on with optics, and real quickly, I you guys have not been a store that forces a brand. You know, you're not a Ruger store, you're not a Browning store or a CZ store or, you know, a Glock store. You guys have not say, you know, this is our main goal to push this particular brand. And again, real quickly, Mike, that's very encouraging. So we applaud you for that. And
thank you.
We're going to talk more with Mike Green because, again, if you've not seen the store, there's a whole nother part we haven't even got to yet with classes and suppressors. So this is just basically catching up with Mike because we haven't had him on for about 3 months. So we're going to do more with that. Want to thank our friends at the United Deer Farmers of Michigan for helping us bring you Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host. Website, wildmichiganradio.com, where you can pick up the podcast absolutely free. You can pick up links to our sponsors. You can find out about great things like the Thorny Acres 3D archery shoot going on next weekend. Of course, that will be the Tom Nelson 3D shoot, not Memorial. Tom's still with us. God bless him. We're going to get him back on the show here before too long to talk about setting up for the opening day of archery, which is literally just a couple of months away. If you can believe that, we are about 2.5 months away from the opening day of archery season in Michigan. And that's October, which is really, really strange. But it's just one of those things, man. It's time. It happens. But Tom is doing his annual 3D shoot out to Thorny Acres Archery Club, Sportsman's Club in Elsie, Michigan. Lots of great prizes out there. It's a great fun course, challenging 3D archery course for vertical bows only, please. And, you know, concessions and everything else. And believe me, your chances of winning something really cool in the raffle is excellent. So I would go out there and make sure you tell those guys that you heard it here on Wild Michigan. Now back to Mike Green from Not Just Guns, joining us right now. We keep him a little extra because the store, again, it looks like this really small, unassuming building. You might almost pass it as you're heading on Cedar Street by 127 in Mason. But again, the sign is big. It says Not Just Guns. They are truly that. And Mike, when I walked in the store, you know, Dave Hodges, my sales guy, your sales guy, very proud of all the new display cases. And my gosh, dude, the cases are great, yeah. but the inventory of suppressors that you have, some people call them silencers. I like the word suppressors, is just incredible. I mean, I've never seen so many at one time in my life.
We do well with them. It's hard because there's so many makes and models. And one thing I will not do is put a suppressor on our shelf without us taking it out and shooting it and having a demo model. If it doesn't stack up and we don't think that it's a quality product, then we don't say anything bad about it. We just don't stock it. So the models and the suppressors that we do have, from 22 caliber all the way up to 50 BMG, we believe very strongly in the companies and the products that we do stock and we do carry. There's several hundred suppressors in stock, depending on what you're looking for. We've got a suppressor for just about anything.
Now, Mike, quick, how are those fit to our firearms? We know you can match a suppressor with the firearm, but what's involved in making our firearm suppressor ready?
So typically what we require is a threaded barrel. So whether it's a rifle or a pistol, we need a threaded barrel. And then the suppressor is either direct thread to that thread. Most of the suppressors have a way to interchange the thread pitch. So if it's a handgun suppressor, we take what we call a piston or a booster, and we can buy those in different thread pitches. So if you had six different 9mm and you had a 9mm suppressor, you wanted to shoot those on six different guns, and let's say they all had a different thread pitch, which would be uncommon. It's usually typically three, but you could buy those different pistons instead of buying a whole suppressor, and those pistons just interchange so that you can shoot them on the different guns. Or we would mount a quick disconnect muzzle device, like a flash suppressor muzzle brake that mounts to that brand suppressor, and now you can literally just snap that thing on, it just clicks on and it clicks off. So it all starts with having a threaded barrel.
Yeah, that's you know, again, talk about saving money, the opportunity to use, you know, one suppressor on several different models of firearm, all being the same caliber, is amazing. Because I know they're not cheap, but they have so many benefits. Because look, you have veterans, you have people that suffer from PTSD, you know, that want to come back, they want to shoot, but they are triggered by loud noises and things of that nature. And these things cut down the noise considerably, and it really makes the experience that much more enjoyable for everybody.
It really does. The nicest experience, and it really changes shooting with a new shooter or a youth. Now, if we can take somebody out and we can shoot with no hearing protection on, now we can keep the tone, the volume very calm. We can talk just as you and I are now. We're not barking orders, finger off the trigger, do this, do that, and yelling through hearing protection. We can stand there and we can very calmly, we can talk. It takes that loud bang out of the gun so people are less jumpy and nervous. It's amazing to watch the difference working with a new shooter or a youth shooter when we're shooting suppressed. But to be honest with you, the hunting community is becoming, over the last 3 years, the hunting suppressors that we sell for the 450 Bushmaster, the 350 Legend, and of course the rifle calibers, the 30-06, 308, 6.5 Creedmoor, et cetera, that market has opened up immensely. So many hunters are realizing that, hey, I'm out there hunting and I'm shooting without hearing protection. Why am I damaging my hearing?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just crazy.
And I know hearing protection, believe me, can be very expensive, because I have some from a company that not only enhances the hearing, enhances my hearing, but it also acts as hearing protection with noise. I can snap my fingers and you can hear it deaden instantly. Sadly, when I shot my elk in 2013, I did not have time to put that in, and now I've got a constant ringing in my right ear from that 7 mag going off. You know, it trust me,
absolutely,
it's a bit of a trade-off. So in hindsight, I wish I would have got that on, but I probably wouldn't got the elk. And, well, I think that's something I could have sacrificed. Mike Green, Not Just Guns, website notjustguns.com. You can find a link on our website for wildmichiganradio.com, along with our podcast and links to our other great guests and sponsors on there. I want to talk a little bit about the training center, which is relatively new. And I went in there and I didn't see what I expected to see, because you have walls that you can put up and take down and adjust for the different type of training that you guys do.
We do. And obviously when you were in there, we had it set up kind of a, just open platform for the sale that we were doing. But that's the beautiful thing about our training center, is it's just a little over 5,500 square foot, and it's a big open square. So yes, we have monitors on the wall and marker boards, and we not only hold our classes there, but we have other instructors and other companies from around the country and around the state that come in and use the facility for a classroom. But we can also put up our mobile shoot house. So we can put up shoot house walls, and our instructors can teach home defense. They can teach you how to get from one end of a house to another. We can start using low light techniques, cover. We do medical classes in there. You name it. And that's what it's supposed to be, as a training facility. It's supposed to be something that's not cookie cutter. We can change it up and do just about anything we want.
Yeah, it's a great facility, and I saw you guys were using airsoft guns for target.
Absolutely. So with the cost of with the rising cost of ammunition, we all know how hard it's been to get, and the price has been through the roof comparatively to pre-COVID. The airsoft, we can use high-end airsoft guns. We get recoil. We get sound. We have slides that move. We can use timers. We can actually teach a handgun course 100%. And do everything we can do with live fire. We can diagnose grip problems, trigger prep. We can, work on sight alignment, moving and shooting, all the way to force-on-force training. We do use simunitions there, but we can do a lot with airsoft. And now we have pennies for a whole day of instruction versus hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I trust me, when I took my CPL course, we were outdoors. It was January. Try loading a magazine with numb fingers. Didn't work out too well. But Mike Green, so much more to talk about. But unfortunately, sir, we are out of time. We appreciate you joining us. NotJustGuns.com. Thanks, man, for joining us and helping us with all that you do.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too, absolutely. NotJustGuns.com. Check out their auctions on Wednesday night and all their great service and their huge selection. Cedar Street 127 in Mason's, Wild Michigan, on the Michigan Talk Network.
Hi, this is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Very happy to have you here. As we do this show each and every week as for almost 15 years, and it's been a fun ride. We're not done yet, at least as far as we know, we're not done. And we're going to try and continue to bring you week in, week out, all of the best people in the industry of the outdoors to try and help learn a few things along the way, maybe have some fun and some great conversations. And so many people to thank for, from show one to now. Of course, our sponsors, Mike Green, Not Just Guns, who was just on with us. Our good friends, Doug and Karen Roberts from Conquest Sense. Our friends at the Whitetails. United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Of course, all the banquet people that we've dealt with Whitetails Unlimited. National Wild Turkey Federation. Ducks Unlimited, which it's got a Portland chapter. Having an event coming up August 14th at the Eagle Park Beer Hall. And what other hall would there be in Eagle, Michigan, but a beer hall? They're at 14331 South Grange Road in Eagle. Doors open up at 5 o'clock, dinner at 6:30. Lots of great stuff. And we're going to put that up on the website and our Facebook Facebook page as well. And thanks to our good friend Chris Teachout from Portland. He is a really good friend of mine and has a really cool little barbecue wagon called Sweet Caroline. So if you ever see Chris anywhere, just make sure you told him that you heard it here. But we want to hear from you. We want to hear what it is you want to hear about, who you want to hear from, experts in the field, people we may or may not know, because I'm a one person show with the help of my good friend Alex Clark, who is our producer, but doing so many things in and around this show, sometimes guests get missed or get lost or topics get lost, but we would love to hear from you as to what you would like to hear on the show. You can hit me up on the email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. You can call my cell number, just get through that little screening thing I have, 517-712-3529. That's my cell number. Find us on Facebook, on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, which, yes, I know is in sore need of an update, but it's still there. You can pick up the podcast and everything else. And again, let us know what it is you want to hear about, because there's so much going on in Michigan. A lot of things on the big lakes right now. We're starting to see kings roll in, some steelhead still getting taken out of Lake Michigan. Also, lake trout. I really, you're going to miss lake trout in Lake Michigan. And the walleye bite has really been on too. Saginaw Bay and the Erie area. And, you got information about that you want to share. You got a captain or a crew that you want us to talk to, by all means, let us know. And we will get them on the show to talk about what's going on. And we spoke with Ed Shaw here last week, they have a lot of classes coming up at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center in Cadillac. Now that we are getting out of the COVID-19 pandemic, I'm not saying it's over, and I'm not saying that there's not going to be cases of it. I'm saying we are opening back up after this year, this miserable year of 2020, with shutdowns and other things, that we are kind of getting back into our routines. And getting outdoors and getting around people without the big fear, if you will. There's still concern there, of course, but without the major fear of what was going on last year. But get outdoors, enjoy these classes. They have foraging classes coming up. The bear clinic is coming up. They have ice fishing classes coming up when that weather permits. So many things at that facility, and these have expanded around the state. So if you look up Outdoor Skills Academy from the Michigan DNR pages, they will guide you where you need to go And these, I mean, there's foraging skills. I was watching a show the other day about some of the foraging that goes on with mushrooms. We have so many different kinds of edible mushrooms here in Michigan, far beyond the morel, okay? Look, when you see what else is out there and what tastes better, hen of the woods, you've got shaggy manes, you've got chanterelles, you got so many other types of forage out there to be identified and to be eaten, you know, with your wild game or just with other stuff. It's amazing what Michigan has to offer, not to mention all the hunting and fishing opportunities. We've got, of course, the year-round predator hunting here in Michigan. We've got varmint hunting. We've got whitetail, of course. It starts up, dare I say, with the early seasons in September, which I'm just going to leave right there. But bow season starting up in October, and you can hone your skills next weekend out in Elsie at the Thorny Acres Sportsman's Club. My good friend Tom Nelson, host of the American Archer Outdoors television show on the Outdoor Channel, a Grand Ledge guy, is going to be out there at Thorny Acres in Elsie, and he'll be having lots of stuff out there. He'll be answering your questions, be able to talk with you. You know, talk archery. Tom is a wealth of knowledge, not only in hunting, but in the technical aspect of all things archery. Tom, of course, longtime employee out to Anderson Archery. Some great stories with Fred Baird that I've had with Tom, and we're going to get Tom in the studio. And if you have questions for Tom when we do this show, please forward them to me so we can read them on the air. Tom can answer those questions of any kind, you know, pertaining to archery or just about Tom. Tom, not one guy to really want to talk about himself too much, but if the question is asked by you, the listener, I'm sure he would accommodate. And again, we're going to get him in the studio, hopefully for a couple hours to talk about all the things in his long, long career of archery, as you know, as to what he's seen, what he's done, where he's going next. And again, you can ask Tom all those things yourself out to the Thorny Acres Sportsman's Club in Elsie coming up next weekend. That'll be a big shoot, and that, of course, is all on our Facebook page as well. But we definitely want to know what you've been up to. We want to see your pictures from fishing, from foraging, from hunting, whatever the case it is. Send those to us as well, because I'm really going to go through, I'm going to really overhaul this website here in the next few weeks. I've been on the road a lot lately. I've been in Muskegon last week for some business, and Grand Rapids, and been to Detroit. I'll be down near the St. Joe Benton Harbor area. If there's something cool for me to check out down there, please let me know. I'd love to hook up with you as well and talk hunting and fishing. If we could talk about the things going on in your area around the state. Look, I'm in landlocked Lansing, and you know, we getting out, that's what we like to do. And if you missed any of these old shows, you can find out how much our friends like to get out. We've got Jenny from the Michigan Outdoors television show has been on the past few weeks. David A. Rose, Mark Martin, Lance Valentine from Teaching Fishing. All these folks are here at your disposal for questions and answers. So if you've got questions for them and you want to get them read on the air, by all means, make sure you do it, because that way we can you know, present those things. And it's not just my questions. Okay, this show is about our guests and what they can bring to the table. It's what we always wanted it to be, and that's how it's always going to be, because I'm a short, short, boring show when it comes to what I know and what I've accomplished in the outdoors. I'm just lucky enough to have a nice, long radio career to be able to share all this with you. My name again, Duran Martinez. Wild Michigan Radio is the show. WildMichiganRadio.com, the website. And that pretty much will get you where you need to go as far as our podcasts that are all uploaded and there. Alex has been great with that stuff. And you know, it's the dog days of summer. We're in that hot area. We're going to talk with Dan Kimmel here in the next couple of weeks, find out how the bass fishing is going, what we may need to know with some of the warmer bass tactics. You can find him at GreatLakesBass.com. He's probably one of the guys that's been doing websites longer than anybody I know. And he has worked very, very hard for bass fishing and legislation for fishing here in Michigan as well. So that's going to do for me. I'm going to quit talking. I'm going to let the next hour happen. I guess I'm not done talking. But want to see you out there. Make sure you hit us up on the website, wildmichiganradio.com. Thanks to Conquest Sense. Thanks to Not Just Guns and Mike Green. Also, thanks to United Deer Farmers of Michigan. And most importantly, thank you for listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.